Here's what you missed on your federal benefits today with Brent Ford.
Everyone's situation is phenomenally different. Some people are living on pensions, Social Security benefits, and they don't have a lot of debt, so the tax on their overall nest egg isn't that high, whereas other people are relying on their nest egg to generate a majority of their income. I think what we start to see is society and, you know, again, financial analysts kind of break down some norms of what we can take out from our accounts if we need to. So for a lot of years, the norm was 4%. And what the rule was that if you took 4% or less out of your investments, that you would have enough money to last you a 20 to 25 year retirement, which would be a typical retirement for a lot of people at 65. They live to 95, right? Well, that's changed a little bit with the way that the market, you know, has moved. So first off, when the market started to fall apart in 2008, 2009, just to take a nice leisurely walk through history here, what you started to see those analysts say is that 4% was way too much to take out of your accounts. Market is very, poor right now. Bond yields are starting to fall apart. So we need to adjust that number down to 2.6, I think, is as low as it had gotten. Now that the market's kind of going back up, what we're starting to see is these same people are coming out saying, well, we can afford to take out a little bit more. Who gets caught in kind of that crossfire between the indecisiveness of the industry or the consumers, the investors of the industry? So those people are listening and they're going, well, you know, it's been a terrific year in the market. The S&P went up 18% in 2017 or somewhere around there. So if I take out 10%, that should be okay. And if I have $1 million nest egg, 10%, well, that's $100,000 a year and I should be able to live on that. And then you kind of have the opposite side of that, the people that don't want to take out any money whatsoever. Those people are looking at, well, maybe if I take 2% out or if I take out money casually here and there, that will kind of supplement my income, you know, to the degree that I need it to in order to pay my bills. So what we look at when we're kind of trying to pinpoint what amount we should take out of qualified investments or your nest egg, so to speak, we look at the amount first. I think it's probably the most important number that we need is what's necessary to take out in order for you to retire properly. And by taking out the appropriate amount rather than too much or too little, then we know we can at least make our, you know, kind of ends meet or what we need to live on.
Again, it's all about taking that first step into putting together your very own complimentary income plan with Brent. Give him a call today, 800-905-8576, 800-905-8576. And you can always get more details at yourfederalbenefitstoday.com.